Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom.
When we last left Mark and Grace, a mysterious priest had brought them to a young girl who was possessed by Satan. Could he point them to the Antichrist? Would he point them to the Antichrist? Am he point them to the Antichrist? What?
I'm not telling you anything, Maron. You and your heterosexual assistant.
You take that back.
Stop it, Grace. You're playing into his game.
I feed on your rage. And on Slim Fast Bars. Your rage doesn't have enough protein.
Enough of your seductive talk, Satan. You know where the Antichrist is, and you're going to spill it, or I'll pull out a secret weapon. Something I've never told anyone about. Something so diabolical that no one can withstand it. It's...
Meanwhile, in a galaxy 20,000 light years from Earth... On the
red carpet. Jeez, that Tom Cruise is nuts.
And now, back to our story.
And on top of everything else, you'll have to arrive at work at 4 a.m. What do you think of that?
No! I'll tell you everything. Look, I don't know exactly where the Antichrist is. We're supposed to rendezvous later at the Lake of Fire. But until then, he operates on his own. All I can tell you is that his followers worship him, and he professes to be a man of God. But he's deeply, appallingly evil.
And so, away we went.
God hates fags. Your son died from AIDS because he's a fag and God hates him. He's in hell now. Have a glorious day.
Excuse me. My wife and I are looking for Pastor Fred Phelps.
You found him, brother. Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas, and a true Calvinist. Are you too filled with God's love or with semen?
Well, she definitely doesn't contain any semen, and I don't even have that much of my own anymore.
Then you're welcome to hold up this sign and taunt the grieving families of dead fags. Here, the fag's brother is headed this way. Why not chat with him?
I've heard about you people. My brother was a better man than any of
you. Sir, I'm so sorry. I'm not really with these.
Ow! That's it, brother. Let him beat you real good. He'll just go to hell that much sooner.
I'm the one getting sent to the afterlife right now. Grace, help!
Okay.
Hey, help me, not him.
Is Fred Phelps the Antichrist? Can Mark find some polite, politically correct way to defend himself and not get killed at the funeral? And has Tom Cruise really flipped out? Or has he always been a little like that? Find out next week when we hear Katie Holmes say...
Help me!
That's next week on Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom. And stay tuned later for the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of Midnight Cowboy. Hear Mark Maron as Ratso.
Well, frankly, you're beginning to smell. And for a stud New York, that's a handicap.
And Mark Riley as the hapless male hustler, Joe Buck.
Well, I am dumb, that's for sure. I don't talk right. I can't think too good. Just only one thing I've been good for is loving.
You're not even trying, Riley.
With Jim Earle as the customer that Mark Riley beats up with a telephone.
You're a lovely person, really. Oh, God. I loathe life. I loathe it.
That's later on Morning Sedition Radio Theater.
Wow. I forgot I even did that.
I love listening to those. Yeah, because that's when it's sort of like, did I? Oh, my God. It's all put together and sounds so funny.
Yeah.